In a stuffy small room in a Baghdad safe house, Nancy and Alu are hiding from the police. They're gay in Iraq. That alone can get you killed.
We are afraid of everyone. It's the police who arrest us, and the ordinary people who tell the police that these people are gay.
A few days ago, police stormed their flat. Alu and Nancy were out, but their roommate was taken.
Now, it's not just the militia. It's the police, the government, who are coming after us.
For several years now, militiamen in Iraq have targeted homosexuals. But evidence we've uncovered shows that the Iraqi police is involved in the ongoing deadly persecution of gays. Case, a former policeman, told me he was ordered to go after gays. He couldn't refuse, and so he quit his job.
In 2006, 7 and 8, we were busy fighting terrorism. We didn't pay attention to gays. On top of it, Iraqi government had to respect the rule of law more when the Americans and the British were here. Now they have a lot of time, and police are going after gays.
If I ask anyone in this street cafe in Baghdad, full of old men playing backgammon and sipping their tea, they will give me a long list of reasons, religious and cultural, as to why homosexuality is not accepted in Iraq. But what's happening here goes far beyond the stigma and homophobia that exists everywhere in the Middle East. Here, there is evidence of systematic and organized persecution of people who are believed to be gay.
Raith is in mourning. 6 weeks ago, he came to his work at a police station in Baghdad to find his boyfriend in one of the pretrial detention cells. There was no official arrest warrant and nothing Raith could do to help him.
Being gay is not illegal in Iraq. It's not a crime. But he was told he was arrested because he was gay. They call gays puppies. They would beat him, saying, "You puppies are destroying our country. We must rid our country of you. We must kill you all."
The last time Raith saw his boyfriend was the day before he died. He's now in hiding, terrified for his own life. Raith says his boyfriend first received threats in February, around the same time that the Iraqi media reported that dozens of young men were being killed around Baghdad. They called them emos. In the West, emos, or emotionals, are teenagers with punk haircuts and love for rock music. In Iraq, they're associated with homosexuals. In response, Iraq's Interior Ministry issued a statement saying that the emo phenomenon was satanic and had to be eradicated. Soon after, the United Nations managed to confirm 12 killings of 11 young men and one woman. With so much fear, loathing and secrecy, it's difficult to establish the exact level of the government's involvement in the anti-gay campaign. But the accounts of 17 gay men interviewed by the BBC are consistent. All of them said the Interior Ministry statement sparked a new wave of violence. All have had friends or boyfriends killed. All said arrests are still happening. The Interior Ministry ignored our numerous requests for comment. Ali Dabar is the spokesman for the Prime Minister.
We don't have that big number of homosexual and gays, but they cannot have that freedom the same as they have in the West. The gays should respect the behavior and the moral values of the others in order to be respected.
This is a bit like telling a black person not to be black.
It's not by nature. It's a behavior. It is not being black. You're born as a black. Values of the society is much more important than the values of a person.
It's like we don't exist, Nancy said to me back in the safe house. The government doesn't want them to exist, and it won't deliver them from those who think that they deserve to die.